Last Monday, as every Labor Day, the public pool in Iowa City closed to its regular patrons. But John Fryer found it still open for special swimmers and sent us this end-of-summer audio postcard.
I stopped by City Park for my last set of laps in the public pool this week. It looked open. There were lots of cars in the parking lot and a line of people at the front door. As I got closer, I heard some unexpected sounds coming from the pool.
Okay, swimmers. Got a couple of announcements. The most important one, we've had a rash of escapes through the main entrance.
Since my wife and I had our baby, Georgia, this summer, swimming laps has been my only alone time. But now there were hundreds of dogs in my pool. Beth Shields seemed to be in charge. She was wearing a bright orange shirt and making announcements over the PA system.
Well, today we're having the second annual Iowa City Dog Paddle, which is an event to raise money for the Iowa City Dog Park. So yesterday, which was Tuesday, and today, we've opened it up for the dogs to go swimming before they clean out the pool for the end of the year. It's been great.
There were about 300 dogs. Lori, one of the dog owners, listed off the ones she could see in front of her.
Around me, I see a terrier mutt, a Great Pyrenees, that's my dog, Ben. Scannon, who's a Newfoundland. There's lots of spaniels and poodles and border collies. And here comes a basset hound. And just pretty much everything you'd want to see is here.
I've never been much of a dog person. I'm not afraid of dogs. I just never wanted to have one.
Good boy!
My name is Carrie Pollock, and I'm here with Heroic Pinkerton, pug, 6 months.
What are you doing, baby? What's on your nose?
I was clearly out of my element. The once sparkling blue pool was now a yellowish green color, and the smell of dog was everywhere.
It smells just like home. in a two-dog family.
Wet dog.
Wet dog.
Dog people really love their dogs. Love them like children. Some of the owners even waded into the murky water in an attempt to coax their dogs to swim. I asked Beth if that was safe.
Actually, the city turned the chlorine off so that water won't be quite as harsh on the dogs. It won't be as clean either, so the people are going in at their own risk.
For most people, Labor Day marks the end of summer. But in Iowa City, summer officially ends when the city pool goes to the dogs.
Good boy! Oh, there you go!
This is NPR, National Public Radio.